Welcome to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Kroll from Kroll Realty.
Welcome, everyone, to the Greater South Florida Chamber Show. We are here at 850 WFTL and Fox Sports, and we're welcome here with my guest, our co-host, Rob Hergett with Boost Your Business, and we are here with ArcNet, and we are here with Robbie Alvarez, one of the engineers and marketing men for ArcNet. And Robbie, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Rob is going to be heading over to California. He won't be with us today. We wish him luck and a safe weekend on this Memorial weekend. And we do a shout out for all the men that serviced our country and paid a price for that and their families for this Memorial weekend. But tell us about what's going on with ArcNet.
Well, ArcNet continues to truck along. We are kind of in a phase seeking some more investments or investors. So we're always welcome to talk about investment opportunities. You can find us on the penny stock, OTC market. Our symbol is TTCM. So if you type that in, you'll find us. You'll see the current trends, prices, and all of our data for our share in our stock. So there's that. We did launch a new function for Chambers of Commerce. Now you can start adding all your member base without them having to create an account, almost like another directory. So ArcNet will have its own directory for members of the Chambers of Commerce. That's going to be rolling out pretty soon. We just started with the first one up, and I think it was in Ohio, called Yellow Springs. There's a chamber up there. So the developers are plugging away at that.
What did the chambers need to do to get involved in that?
We do have chamber agreements. So anytime that there is a sale on the app through ArcNet, a portion of what we would make from that sale from members of the chamber, we would give back to the Chamber of Commerce. And then it just kind of helps keep those dollars local.
Yeah, that's important for people, too. And people that are starting out businesses and the platform you have is pretty cool. And I know you have a smorgasbord on your app. You got so many different features, which is pretty interesting. Tell us a little bit about the different features. I know you got the quick meetups, the virtual shopping, the exploring, teletransportation, quick chats, augmented reality, all those things on the platform are on one little app, which is pretty interesting. That's a lot of that's a mouthful.
Yes, I can definitely talk hours and hours upon each one of those little things, but I think primarily what we're looking for is people start using the platform and having fun, starting to drop these augmented reality posts. They're all geolocated, so they're always going to be in that one place. And just interact with the whole augmented reality viewer and being able to create content. What I like to do is if I'm promoting a business, I'll put their logo, I'll drop it. There's an AR picture that pops up. It's floating there. And then I just do a little screen recording of that. Hmm. And then you can take that video footage that you created within ArcNet, go plug it into TikTok, and then start adding those little graphics left and right. And you get creative. I mean, there's so many things you can do as far as a marketing standpoint comes from. And I have seen the proof that, you do something weird that's obscure that people haven't seen like that, the floating objects, it does generate a lot more traction in your views.
Yeah, I have to do it I got an open house tomorrow on a property in Imperial Point. I have to maybe talk to you about floating one of those little ARC apps around there at the open house. That'd be pretty cool. Maybe
Absolutely.
Go live with that. That would be interesting.
Yes, sir.
Rob has nothing to say. He's befuddled over here.
I'm thinking about his house floating in the air. But let me ask you something, because this seems like the type of app that would be perfect for sharing, for getting people, who are on the app to share with their friends and family. Do you have something within the app that makes it easy for people to share with their friends and family?
Yeah, so if people have already downloaded the app and have a username, then it automatically generates a QR code based on their profile. And so you can just pull up that QR code on their phone, show it to your friends, family, they use their scanner, pull it up, and then it pulls up your profile through ArcNet. Now, the trick with that is they also have to have ArcNet downloaded as well. but you know, that would take them a couple minutes to get signed up. Then they can scan it, then they automatically get directed to your profile and are able to add you as a friend or follow you.
And that's free too, by the way. It's not a cost for you.
And is there any kind of do you have any kind of button on your app just to share the apps and go directly to the app to download it?
Yeah, so that would be what would happen. So any QR code you give, it automatically says, you know, it brings up the app page and it says, do you want to continue the app? Or it tells you to download it because you don't have the app. So it goes both ways. It forks to both sides of the spectrum, no matter what status you are with having the app or not.
Are you still involved in the memorial side of it? Is that still a project that ArcNet's working on?
Oh yes, that's ready to go. So the Eternals platform within ArcNet is ready to partner up with funeral homes. We're offering free trials. Right now it's labeled as 30 days, but I'm sure that we can extend that out as we gather data and, you know, making sure that our product is working for you and that it allows, you know, all their clients that have loved ones passed away being able to create their digital memorial over their graveside or wherever their cremated remains were dispersed. Or even if you have pets, if you have a pet that passed away and it's buried in the backyard, you can create a memorial over that.
I think that's a fantastic idea. I still like the idea of schools being able to, you know, it's graduation season, being able to do kind of a memorial for your kid graduating here. And, you know, as people come back to the school and they're using the app, they can see students from years past. It seems like it'd be a cool idea.
Yes, absolutely. That whole functionality is built out, ready to go.
Yeah, there's a lot of different features there. And you guys are really, you know, if you need help, you know, downloading it, you can reach out to Rob, you know, and contact him at the Greater South Florida Chamber. Also, you know, they have the support staff there on your site that can help work through that. I know I've called you guys a couple times on mine, still gradually getting involved with it. I did do memorial for my brother who passed away. And it was really a cool app, and it's there. It's always there, which is really neat. And friends can, you know, put their comments in there and, you know, put their condolences and all that, which is really neat that I thought was a special thing on your site. But I think we're going to be running. We got a few more minutes left. Yeah, but is there any other questions that you wanted to push out to him, Rob?
Is there anything coming up the horizon, anything new that you'd like to share with the audience?
I think the last thing I heard that would kind of be like a highlight would be a partnership with the Bigfoot, Matt Moneymaker, who was in charge of running that show, Finding Bigfoot. Sometime in the next few months, there's going to be a whole live Bigfoot hunt with thermal drones and video cameras and audio equipment.
Wow.
We're going to be streaming that live through the platform, or at least that's the goal. So,
I still believe there's a Bigfoot out there.
Well, we have our own Bigfoot, Rob, who's director of the chamber, if you've seen him in flip-flops. So there may be sightings on airplanes today around the country.
Yeah,
so.
Right. He better behave himself up there.
Do they still have the mask lifted? So obviously he won't be able to hide anymore.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Hey, Robbie, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And there is a news feed there on your site, too, which you can get updated information to on your website about ArcNet. But again, Robbie, you know, give them your information, how people can get in contact with you, and see you next week in our interviews.
All right. Thanks, sir. Yeah.
Alvarez. There you go.
832-833-9100. You can text, call me. Or you can check us out on the website, www.arcnet.app.
ArcNet is the place to be for engaging e-commerce and more. The Main Street Shopping Marketplace on the ArcNet platform provides you with the tools to run your business from your smartphone or tablet. ArcNet's mobile business solution offers engagement with features such as virtual augmented reality storefronts, in-app text chat, and video conferencing, connecting you and your customers. Visit on the web at myarcnet.com. Download free on the Apple and Google Play stores under ArcNet. That's ArcNet, the place to be.
Welcome back, everyone, back to the show here. This is the Greater South Florida Chamber Show. We're out here at the Fox radio station here, and we have another special guest in studio. And we have Robert with BoostYourBusiness.com. I believe that I got that
Boost
right.
Boost Your Business, absolutely.
Yeah, that's right. So, Rob, it's good to always have you here. And he's a co-host on our show regularly, and he does a great job. He's behaves himself. Sometimes he wanders around the hallways here, but then gets in trouble. But, you know, we got him on the rope today.
Life's an adventure.
Yeah, yeah. So, Rob, you know, tell us a little bit about what's going on. I know you did a little special thing for me, which I really thought was cool, an animated thing for Kroll Realty. I'm going to put that out.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Again, it's Rob Herget. I'm the founder and president of Boost Your Business. That's BoostYourBusiness.com. We are a full-scale digital marketing agency. We are pretty unique. We kind of do everything from soup to nuts, as Rob from the chamber tells me that I say a lot. But what John is referring to, we did a little animated logo, what I call logo zinger, which he's in the real estate field. So we did an animated video for him with Roll with Kroll. So we do things anywhere from reputation, social media, paid traffic. We've got some really unique technology when it comes to getting customers in your door and building traffic. I've built a team that's we've done over 4,000 mobile apps. And the neat thing about our business model is we do everything at typically a fraction of the cost of anything comparable in the marketplace. We have developed some really, really unique, powerful technology and put it along with some very unique strategies. And we're doing things that you just don't see in the marketplace. The whole idea of Boost Your Business is really to help businesses grow their business, increase their customers, become more profitable. And, you know, when companies deal with their marketing, a lot of it is very piecemeal. Well, I need to build up my social media. So they do that. But it all comes together, and we've developed what we call our core five marketing strategy. And it involves reputation, social media, paid traffic, funnels, and automation. If you're not automating a lot of what your business can do, you're missing a huge opportunity. And the last one is media. In fact, we're bringing streaming TV to small businesses. We are developing, my company alone will have probably 50 streaming television stations by the end of the year on Roku, Amazon Fire, and Apple. What a great way to get your voice across. And obviously, we're working on radio as well. So we do it all, and we would love to help small businesses that are really looking to grow their business take it to a whole different level.
Yeah, I've been reviewing the platform you have, and you got a lot of stuff on here. I mean, you do all kinds of stuff.
Never a dull moment in our life.
I know. How did you get into this business? How did you stumble into this?
I have been doing marketing for almost 40 years.
You're that old?
Yeah. I look good for 92. Yeah. I actually started in the insurance business in college. I was 19 and down in Miami. And so I've been marketing my business. I've been an entrepreneur since I was a kid. And when I sold the insurance business, I really wanted to get into the area of helping businesses just grow their business. So we've developed a ton of technology that's our own technology and just really have taken it to the marketplace. And it's things that you just don't see out there. We brought on six very large clients in the last 7 days who were doing a lot of things, working with a lot of some of the biggest companies out there. And we looked at the results, and they told me, you know, it's not working. It's not doing anything. Mm-hmm. We love what you're doing, and I take a lot of pride in helping businesses just really take their business to a whole different level.
Yeah, I know your pricing, you know, that's one thing people are always like, oh, how much do I have to spend for this? This is going to, you know, tear up my wallet. But, like, I've done Zillow, Realtor.com, and all that. And you're in competition, but this is like more of an organic way that you're going to be able to bring people in to connect with you in a personal way, I guess, if that's a good way to put it.
Well, when you're dealing with marketing, there is a foundation you have to set up. It's not just about bringing in the customers. If I could bring in, 10,000 customers in your door tomorrow, but you know what? If you're
let's do that. What are you doing?
Proof
is in the pudding.
We're all set up, but if your reputation's not where it needs to be, guess what? They're not going to do business with you. These days, and COVID really reinforced it, is people look at not just Google reputation, your reputation in a lot of different settings. There's well over 100 sites out there where people give reviews, and there's huge opportunities for business to be, at the top, because there's not a lot of people that give reviews on some of these sites. And there's just so many areas that you need to build that foundation. People do business for one of three reasons. Either you've got a great offer, or you've got a quality reputation and in your quality company, or because of your products and services. Those are the three reasons people do business with you. And you need to be solid in all three areas. Mm-hmm. So your reputation needs to be there. You need to be active on social media. If you're not posting all over, and I'm not talking just Facebook, I'm talking across the board on social media. If you're not posting at least twice a day, you're missing out to your competition. And it's not just about posting. It's about engaging. I'll give you a free tip here for anyone that's on a business posting on Facebook. The next time you do it, ask a question on your post. Don't just send out a funny meme or something about your business. Ask a question. Make it thought-provoking. Get somebody to want to engage with it. Your traffic and what Facebook will put it out to will increase with that engagement. So
that is true. So you're going to come and do a TikTok for me at my office, and then we'll
push
that
I may do a song and dance for you.
That's
John.
Right. We're going to dress you up.
We do whatever it takes to build your business, as long as it's legal and ethical.
Yeah, that's right. There we go.
Again, it's Rob Hergett, Boost Your Business. That's boosturbusiness.com. You can email me at rhergett@boosturbusiness.com, or you can call us at 305-479-7311. We'd love to help anyone that's looking to take their business to the next level. And we do have a free benefit that has increased conversions on your website as much as 250%. Just let us know that you heard us on the show, and we'll hook you up with that as well.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Boost Your Business is a unique full-service digital marketing agency dedicated to helping businesses increase their customers by using unique and innovative technologies along with powerful strategies. Call Boost Your Business today to find out how to get your ad in front of 30,000 people online for $700 and increase your website's conversions up to 248%. The first 30 days are free of charge. Call today 305-479-7311 or visit boosturbusiness.com. That's boosturbusiness.com.
Welcome back to the show with Memorial Weekend Show with the Greater South Florida Chamber. We are here at 640, and we have a special guest today, Bob Antoville, with National Auditing Services. And Bob, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do with your business and how you help people out?
Yes, good afternoon. What we do is we review the utility bills of businesses, and we go back 36 months to see what charges, if any, the utility has made. We do a complete audit going back 36 months, and the utility bills, typically the utilities are overcharging, not intentionally, but it's the nature of the beast. So if you're a small business owner and you're a larger business owner, it doesn't matter, because what we'll do is, if you're experiencing 8.5%+ inflation, 40-year high, okay, we'll go ahead and help you get back to that bottom line by recouping the losses that you have overpaid to the utility companies. And it's quite a substantial amount of money, because if you do $3,000 a month over 36 months, it adds up to quite a lot of money. We do it on a contingency basis. We do it for free.
Hey, Bob, how out of all the clients that you work with, what do you figure is the percentage of businesses that have money that they've overpaid that you've been able to get money back on? Is it a much higher percentage than we would think out there?
when I tell you this, you're going to fall off your chair. It's actually about 75 to 80% of the businesses out there, regardless of the size, are being overcharged on their utility bills. That's whether it's gas, electric, water, or diesel fuel in some cases. It's just an incredible amount of money. Actually, the U.S. Senator, the U.S. Representative House and Ways Means Committee, they came out with a statement saying that every year, billions, with a B and with an S, of dollars are paid to the utility companies because of overcharging. That's a substantial
unbelievable amount of money. Unbelievable. What kind of percentages do you see? What is fairly typical out there?
Unfortunately, there's nothing that's really typical, because you can have a business that's got $100,000 of overpayments, and another one that might have $50,000 worth of payments, because the numbers that are calculated are from errors in calculations in meter readings, errors in calculations in tariffs is big, because an electric bill, as an example, has like 5 to 7 line items that have to be reviewed. And we review every one of those line items. So you might have one that's a little bit higher than the other. But I would say, generally speaking, you would probably see some part of a return between 12 and in some cases as high as 20%.
Wow, that's a huge number.
Yeah, you work with some pretty big outfits with Bose, First Alert, Krispy Kreme, Sealy, Tyson. So and you also work with the public, too, as well, with the, you know, which is... Really?
We work with universities, we work with manufacturing facilities, we work with apartment dwellers, apartment owners, not the apartment residents themselves, but the apartment owners, real estate people. The list goes on and on, because everybody pays for power. Everybody pays for gas. Everybody pays for water.
What minimum monthly costs do you typically look for? What's kind of your minimum that you're looking for as far as the business is concerned, as far as what they're paying monthly?
It can be an accrued amount of about $2,000. So you can have a gas bill of $700 and an electric bill of $1,300. And we'll go ahead after any type of business whatsoever. We're not particular about that. We've been in business for over 30 years, and in our line of work, we're the only company that has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and has maintained that for years.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive there.
So
tell us how to get started. Like, if I called you up and I said, hey, you know what?
It's very, very simple on the consumer or the client side. All we need is a copy of the latest utility bill, regardless of what utility it is, front and back. We also have a simple one-page agreement that gives us authorization to call up the utilities and get the history, all the historical data, and we go ahead and we then get to work on it. Or if they're amendable to it, we like to get the access to their portal for the utility, because then we can very quickly go in and get all the information. Otherwise, we're at the mercy of the utility company for them to give us information back. And a lot of these utilities are taking their time. They don't want to give the money back, and B, the excuse they use is with the employment issues of lack of people coming to work.
Mm-hmm.
So the fastest way to do it is to allow us access.
How long does it take to get money back from utility companies?
Well, currently... We have had typical returns about 6 to 8 weeks. But I will tell you, because we are transparent, I have one client waiting for 6 months for Con Edison. So it really depends upon the utility company, and it's pretty much we're at the mercy of them giving us and acknowledging the overpayments.
Understood completely. We only have a minute left. I do know in your agreement that if they don't get any money back to them, there is nothing out of their pocket, which I think businesses would be happy to hear. Bob, tell the audience again how they can reach you. What's your email? What's your phone number? The website, and let them know that you'd love to help them out.
Yes, of course. And there is no downside whatsoever, as you mentioned. It's Bob Antoville. My phone number's area code is 914 649-1300, and that is a 24/7 number, and I will pick up the phone. Seriously, my email address is bantovillee@nascaudits.com.
Hey, yeah. Folks, this is free money to you. This is money that they're recovering that you've already paid that you shouldn't have paid. So make sure you get a hold of Bob. Let them find some money. I know he's told me stories of finding businesses astronomical amounts out there. So everybody could use some money coming back. Bob, again, it was a pleasure having you on the show. Until we speak again, have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and we will talk soon.
Thank you, Bob.
You too, and remember to stay safe.
Yes, most always. Definitely.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail newspaper and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
Welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber of Commerce Show. We're lucky to be here at Hubbard Radio on Saturday, May 28th. It's a beautiful Memorial weekend, and we are happy to have Pam Cappuccio from Credit Create with us. She's going to talk to us about how to get our credit back in order, what they're doing, and how they're making an impact out there. Pam, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you again for having me, and it's always nice to be here. What we're doing right now, on my ride here today, I had gotten a call from an old client of mine, a past client of mine, and we did his credit restoration. Everything went well. But, you know, COVID hit, life gets in the way, and he also has his own business. Where the problem lies, after speaking to him, is he's bootstrapping his business with his personal credit. Now, business credit, there's no utilization. You could use 100% of your business credit and not be penalized. When you use your personal credit to start and run a business, anything after 30%, you're really taking hits on your credit. Now what happens when you run out of money? You know, there's no more room on those credit cards. Your credit's shot, so you can't get any more. It doesn't work. You need to build business credit if you're going to run a business. This way, when you need a car for personal reasons, you need a home or want a home, you're getting insurances, your personal credit is intact. You use your business credit for your business. It's very important. I wish people would reach out to me at 561-339-5000 or email me at pam@creditcreate.com. I will send you an ebook that I have put together and a video of exactly how we work in building credit for businesses. You will be set up so you're, I don't even know if this is a word, but fundable at the end.
I like befundable. That's a great word. That's Pam's word. So, well, let me ask you, Pam, somebody, let's just say they've been in business for a while and they just didn't think about, you know, getting business credit. They have zero business credit. They've got their own personal credit. Obviously, they need to call you. They need to go through your process. But what's going to happen? What's the first step to getting business credit?
Well, the first step that we're going to do is we have finance officers and specialists in that. So what they're going to do is call you once a day for 5 days. And they're going to go backtrack with you and make sure that you're set up with your state correctly. They're going to make sure you do have your DUNS number. They're going to make sure if you have business credit at all, they'll check your business credit, which anybody, by the way, could check your business credit. There's no permissible purpose for that. So they're going to make sure you have an address so your house doesn't show up. They're going to go through all those steps with you. If you have some business credit, you could like skip ahead. But if not, you're going to start out with like pod one. You're going to use, and I'll give you examples that you could start with now, Uline, Gemblers. Use those accounts. They're easy to get for a business. Don't put your social security number on the application, just your EIN number. And then from there, after you start from, I call it ground zero, Then you move up to your vendor accounts like Dell, Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever. And you just keep applying through, even if you need them or not, for your business. Like, I have a credit restoration company. I certainly really didn't need a Home Depot card or whatever. But, of course, I was going to get one because that helps me with my credit. And then from there, you'll go to Fleetcart. So that will help you with your gas and your things like that. And then you'll get what you're working towards is your large MasterCards and Visas, which you will get anywhere from 10 times to 100 times higher than your personal credit. So now you're going to have these great cards to run your business off of without touching your personal credit. They will only show on your business credit because you did not use your Social Security number. And you could charge 100% of that card if you need it that month. They only grade you on your ability to pay on time. So it's totally a different animal. It's easier to have business credit than using your personal credit. So again, if you're going to apply for a loan, we get you totally fundable. It's good to have business credit. And then if you have been bootstrapping your business off your personal credit, we could help you with that too. If you need to just pay down your accounts, we have a program. If you go to creditcreate.com, you can go to Do It Yourself DIY in the upper right and use a score simulator. You put in the score you need. It gives you action steps that you must take to get there. Or you could use a money simulator and say you have an extra $100 that month. It will tell you where to put that $100. So your score will go up and you're not just throwing things on accounts and you really don't know what you're doing. So that will help you build yourself back up. And then we have our credit restoration. If you have collections, charge-offs, repos, foreclosures, all lates, all those damaging accounts, there's a lot of times 80% plus people, they're being reported incorrectly. Even with wrong addresses for you could help you get an account deleted or report just because they don't have everything right. So we work on sending out challenges for that to work towards deletions or updated information. And if it comes back verifiable, then we want to know how they verified this account. You get so many collection agencies calling you up after 5 years where you can't be sued any longer, or 7 years, it shouldn't even be on your credit report anymore, and they're calling you up to get money out of you. A lot of times legally, they can't even collect it, but you're listening to them, they frighten you, and you do things that because you're not really credit wise. We help teach all that also.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, any business owner out there, if you're not using business credit, remember, all of that is deductible. When you're putting things on credit cards, it's all business expenses. You know, you're going to have an issue when you're putting it on your own personal credit cards. And for those individuals that are, you know, heavy in debt, and you know, there's a lot of people out there that have struggled over the last couple of years because of COVID and all sorts of things. You know, if your credit is not good, it's not just about being able to go out and buy a new car or buy a new house, but it makes financial sense to get your credit in order because you're paying ridiculous interest rates. And if you've got $10,000 sitting on a credit card and you're paying 30%, you're paying $3,000 a year just in interest. You get your credit down and all of a sudden now you're paying, you know, maybe 15%. And you just cut your cost in half by $1,500 a year. What could you do with $1,500 a year? So credit, having a great credit score, you know, makes a difference in all areas of your life. What is we're down to our last minutes. Anything else you wanted to share real quick and share your how they can get a hold of you? And people, you really do need to get a hold of Pam. She can help you get your credit life in order, and she does an amazing job.
It's a passion of mine, actually. I really want to help people in this situation. And if you go to creditcreate.com under DIY, you can watch videos to give you information on how to do things yourself by paying things down. If you'd like to join our program for credit repair, you could just sign up there, but call me up. We could go over everything first. And then if you want to build business credit, please reach out to me and I will send you a video and everything on that. So it's creditcreate.com, Pam at creditcreate.com, and the phone number is 561-339-5000. And I really do look forward to guiding you or helping you.
Want good credit? Credit Create empowers you with a one-of-a-kind monitoring system using a proprietary algorithm with point deduction technology. Now you can understand why you have the score you do, what accounts are costing you points, how many, plus how to build credit to boost your score. Need more help? Credit Create's trained analyst will challenge your negative accounts on your behalf. Business owners, receive $500 off Business Credit Builder. Just mention Pam on the radio. Visit creditcreate.com today. That's creditcreate.com.
Well, welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber Show. We are thrilled to be here at Hubbard Radio. And on the show, we've got a really special guest, Dennis from Hands Free. This is a, folks, this is a business that is just making a huge impact in the healthcare field, not just for protection, but just in what they're doing to make help people become healthier, stay healthier, protected. Dennis, tell us what you're doing. Tell us what's new going on there with Hands Free, and thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, no, thanks so much. So, you know, one of the big announcements, we've talked about it on the radio before, but there's been an official name change, at least with our partner, who is was MeMD, is now Walmart Health. They were acquired. It's now called Walmart Health Virtual Care, and that is essentially a service that we are offering in conjunction with our medication compliance and appointment compliance services through our mobile application. Forget this, $7 per employee per month, and that's good for part-time employees. So we think this is a great offering for those small businesses, those franchises that just don't have access to the large health plans that big corporations do.
Wow, fantastic. And you've got Walmart just backing that up. That's, I have not heard that news. That's fantastic news.
Hi, Dennis. This is John Crowell. That is really cool. That is a big thing for a lot of employees. They employ a lot of people.
They do, right? And I'll be honest. You know, they're a great partner of ours. We love them. They're a great partner on the device side of the house. So you know, we're selling devices through Walmart. So if you need a medical alert device, Walmart.com, great place to find it. But to get back to this, I think what it's really doing, Walmart Health is completely, like us, is reshaping the way healthcare is accessed. And, you know, to have the two of us working together to bring this offering to a population that just normally does not have access to it, I think speaks volumes, not just for what our co-founders are trying to do, but what Walmart Health is trying to do as well.
That's huge. I know you and I have spoken a little bit in the past. I had 25 years in the corporate healthcare benefits field, and so I know a little bit about this side of the table. And it always impresses me what you all are doing. Just real briefly, because I think it matters. Just kind of give a little brief explanation of the background of the people running your business, because I just think it says volumes to where you all are going and the fact that you're making reforms in healthcare. You're making a difference in healthcare. It's not just price. It's not this. It's not that. You're really changing the way healthcare is being driven out there. So can you kind of share a little bit about the background?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're exactly on point. It really means a lot because our co-founders are former president of U.S. Healthcare, president of Aetna Health, the CFO of Aetna Health, the SVP of Aetna Health, the CEO of Magellan Health, and then together they were co-founders of a company called Health Advocate. And so that's over 150, nearing 170 years of healthcare experience from the very top of the largest insurers in the country, understanding, you know, those gaps in care that exist, you know, the compliance, the medication compliance, the appointment compliance and the referral follow through, the access to care. They really understand that. And, you know, their mission really at this point in their lives and their careers is to make this accessible to everyone, you know, especially small businesses and franchises.
Well, for everybody on the show, I kind of want to bring this together because we've talked about this new healthcare with Walmart, this new offering there. But what you haven't heard is the technology they've created with their pendants and their watches and so forth, protecting seniors and their app. Bring all the pieces together so everybody in the audience can really get a feel for how all of this is coming together to really make a huge difference in the area of healthcare.
Yeah, this is great. So this is exactly, you know, what it is we're doing. We are taking our voice-enabled virtual health assistant, that's Wellbe. She's HIPAA compliant, so think Alexa for healthcare, but private and secure. That virtual health assistant has been available on our life-saving devices like our Wellbe speaker, smartwatch, and medical alert pendant for years. We have now taken her out of the devices and onto a mobile application that is then accessible to large employers, membership groups, and now small employers and franchises. And then we're layering on top of that virtual primary care, urgent care, and behavioral health services to bring our voice-enabled virtual health assistant together with affordable, accessible virtual care, and putting that together in one package. And we have Walmart behind us in it, and it's really a fantastic story.
It actually is amazing to me. But I, you know, visualize this. If you're listening to the radio, visualize this. You've got a family member, let's just say an elderly parent. Now they've got maybe a pendant on, they've got the watch, they're protective. They fall down, that watch, that pendant immediately is going to call 911. They're going to get security there. But it's also going to keep track with the app on the medications they need to take. It's going to help your parents stay healthier because it's going to keep them in track with what they need. And then you've got the insurance offerings for small insurance groups. So you're bringing technology, you're bringing expertise in healthcare from 150 years of expertise, and now you've got an offering using one of the largest businesses in the world, Walmart, backing it up. And guess what? We are seeing a huge difference in results in healthcare, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's a minutes with and you have a fall, like Rob was saying, you know, to get there with the ambulance or whatever, and the technology and the advancements that you guys got is amazing. And it's affordable, too. I mean, it's not, you know, you do have a monthly fee, correct, Dennis?
We do. So for the medical monitoring devices, it's $29.95. That includes your life-saving emergency support 24/7, mm-hmm. and the ability to call up to 6 emergency contacts, family, friends, caregivers, what have you. And then on the insurance side of the house, as we mentioned, $7 a month. So really, we're talking about low cost here, incredibly affordable and accessible services.
Yeah,
so,
no, yeah. It's amazing. Dennis, I got the minute signal here, so we're running out of time, but always love to hear what you all are doing, but let the audience know how they can get a hold of you all, how they can get a hold of your products, and until we speak to you again, have an amazing Memorial Day weekend, and
yes,
thank you again for making a difference in the healthcare field for all of us in this country.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, and thank you guys so much. Shop.handsfreehealth.com is where you find our devices. Handsfreehealth.com, find out more about our insurance offerings and coverage through the mobile application.
Perfect. Thank you again. You have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
Hands-Free Health is the only medical alert system focused on independence and healthy living. Developed by a team of healthcare executives, the Wellbe reminds you to take medications, attend and schedule doctor's appointments, answer health questions, play music, news, and audiobooks. With the Plus system, you get the stylish Wellbe smartwatch and award-winning smart speaker. Wellbe Medical Alert Plus was named a top system by PC Magazine and CNET. Use promo code RADIO20 for $20 off plus free shipping. Be heard. Be healthy. Be empowered. Visit shop.handsfreehealth.com.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail, newspaper, and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
Well, welcome back to the Greater South Florida Chamber Show. We are so thrilled to be here at Hubbard Radio, and we've got a special guest right now. It is the president of the chamber himself, John Kroll, president of Kroll Realty. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much to have me here. It's always a pleasure.
It's awesome to have you here. Well, tell us a little bit about what's going on in the real estate world, anything new, and tell the folks how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, that's a good point to bring up, too, because there is something new, and it happened in real time with me. I just recently had a client call me back to list one of their properties that a previous client that I've worked with. And usually when I go out to meet my customer, I'll go through the house and ask questions, and I do the research before I go there, so I know the age of the house and whatnot. And obviously, you know, when I say age, I always looking for the roof and things that are going to have to be addressed. And we got in a conversation. I said, you know, to my client, I won't name her name, but she mentioned to me that the roof was original and the house was built in the 60s. So do the math.
Wow.
So the house is, you know.
Original to the 60s.
Yeah, early 60s.
Holy smokes.
But it was in good condition. Didn't have any leaks or anything like that. So you're allowed to do an Elastoseal that goes over, coats the roof, and it gives you life, and they can warrant that. So, and, you know, my logic behind this is that I'm always looking a couple steps ahead. I'm going to sell the house. It's going to go under contract, and then you're going to have to deal with certain things. There's a process of, you know, all these different people going for mortgage inspections and all that. And the final thing, you got to get insurance on the home. So if you're getting financing, you're going to have that insurance, you know, for the lender, because they're going to require that. And with this being said, she said, okay, I'll take care of that. You know, I'll get the Elastoseal, and we'll be able to meet the requirements that the insurance companies are. But on top of that, she sent me a text, and I was following this too as well. But Governor DeSantis on Thursday signed into law sweeping property insurance legislation that creates a $2 billion reinsurance fund, rewrites rules, coverage denials, and attorney fees. That's huge. So now we got some support from the government to help, you know, homeowners and people that are buying or get stuck in these pickles. Because what happens if you can't get insurance on the house? And the insurance company will tell you, oh, well, you can put a new roof on. Well, how much do roofs cost? Cost of
$40,000, I know,
easily,
for a fact.
Easily, because of supply and demand and cost of goods, everything going up. You know, it always starts with gas, and then everything follows along. But that's good news for homeowners, especially for the state of Florida. Not too many states are taking that step to look out for the homeowners and people that are, you know, that keep businesses going. I mean, when a house is sold, there's so many businesses that are set, you know, thrive off of that.
That's fantastic. Again, that's one of the reasons why you want to deal with John. He keeps tabs on everything that's coming down the pike, and you know, you don't want to be one of those that are ready to close on a house and all of a sudden you can't get that insurance, and the company you thought you were all settled with the mortgage says, sorry, we can't close on this. And yeah. And in this marketplace, guess what? Somebody else will come swoop it up right behind you. So
yeah.
What else is going on? Anything new in what the marketplace is looking like? Is it still as hot as it's, as ever?
There's so many new things that are going on. We just had a meeting at our office with the city of Pompano, the CRA, which that means is a Community Redevelopment Association, and there's some major stuff going in Pompano right off Atlantic, and people, I'm keeping tabs on that because that's the place to invest. There's so much money being put into that project. If you drive by and you go by 95 and Atlantic and look up, and you'll see the big cranes. I mean, not small cranes. These are like 80 stories high cranes. So they're in action, and they got the money to do it. So fortunately, hopefully they do. I'm looking for investors to start buying some properties in that
area.
Are
these condos going up, or is it commercial?
Yeah, condos, all kinds of business restaurants. These aren't small restaurants. These are big restaurants coming from New York and stuff. They're trying to create the image of like Las Olas. and
which just boosts up home prices. You know, you get
that's where they're making their revenue from. That's where they get a tap off of that ad valorem tax that they pick up from there.
Amazing.
But again, it's progress. It's really neat. They had one. I'll finish on this because I know my time's coming up. They took a historical house and literally they were going to demo it, and they didn't. It was the McNabb house. The McNabbs are one of the oldest families in town here, and they jacked the house up and carted the house. And how many tons that house was? It was amazing. They had a parade all around there. Moved it over. They're moving into a park. They got some amazing stuff. That meeting was off the chain.
That's awesome. And it's, you know, it's nice to see them respecting, you know, our past. You know, you're building the future, but you want to respect the past at the same time. And
yeah, definitely.
I think it's amazing what they're doing. And I know our time is coming to an end. Let the audience know how they can reach you, what you're focusing on, and until we talk to you.
I focus on helping people. You know, you can contact me. I get results from that, and I get paid for it, which is, you know, benefits me, the people that I work with, and try to give a good advice and try to be as straightforward and not try to fluff up stuff.
And you do residential and commercial,
yes,
correct?
Correct. Yes, we do. You can reach me on my number. My cell number is 954-410-2301. You can visit our website. It's www.crowellrealty.com. And I'm looking forward to working with Rob, too, with his company and helping us to build up our social media and reputation and stuff, too, because his company's spot on. I really like what he's doing.
Well, we like working with good people and good businesses, and your business is making an impact in South Florida. So it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Until we speak again, happy Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And stay safe and enjoy with your friends and family.
Yes, definitely. For all those servicemen that lost their lives for this country, we need to take a quiet time, and really appreciate what's done to give our country.
Keyword this weekend is respect.
That's right.
Do you know that Crowell Realty has been serving homeowners since 1951? Hello, my name is John Crowell, second generation realtor, owner and operator of Crowell Realty. The market is on fire and we need inventory. So if you're thinking about selling your home, you need to give us a call. And you can reach me on my direct line at 954-410-2301. Or you can go to our website, www.crowellrealty.com. So we're looking forward to hearing from you. Think of Crowell next time you're selling your home.
Business owners, the Greater South Florida Chamber is now accepting memberships. As an online member, your business can create pages, posts, and comments that add an extra dimension to your online presence. Direct mail newspaper and business directories are also available, with over 1,000 current members and 100,000 within the social network. The Greater South Florida Chamber can help generate business that fits your budget. Call today, 954-580-8802, or visit greatersouthfloridachamber.com.
You've been listening to the Greater South Florida Chamber Radio Show with your host, Board President John Crowell from Crowell Realty.